Throw caution, not food, to the wind. Listen to this meditation after you do the exercise. This exercise is learning to take reasonable risks by not checking expiration dates. You've decided that I don't need to be 100% certain about food expiration dates to be safe. It is best to do this meditation after you've consumed something that you would normally have checked for a use-by date or a food that might be less than fresh. Do you feel anxious? If so, good. This is what you are after. You want to provoke the monkey mind to sound the alarm, to urge you to go back and check for an expiration date or check your body for sensations that you might be sick. Now your job is to accept the feelings that go along with the uncertainty. Imagine that you may have consumed something past its prime. Maybe by not looking closely at the food first, you may have eaten something with a black spot of mold on it. Allow for this possibility. What sensations do you have? Perhaps some nausea? Breathe into these feelings and sensations. Soften and surrender to them. If you notice that you're tensing your shoulders, hands, stomach, or chest, gently let go of that tension. As best as you can, open up your body to what you're feeling right now. You do not need to brace against the food you have eaten. Your body can handle this. By learning to take this risk with food freshness, you're opening yourself to take risks in other areas of your life. All anxiety, stress, and worry are caused by trying to eliminate risk. When you accept risk, you're cultivating courage, and courage leads to confidence. Often, the things we want most in our work, our relationships, and our play are achieved by taking some risk. You're training yourself to believe in the new courageous mindset. I don't need to be 100% certain about food expiration dates to be safe.